Yesterday, here in Ours, Tanya Mosley asked NPR's Rob Stein about reports online that you shouldn't take ibuprofen if there's a chance you may have coronavirus, which, of course, there's a chance we all have coronavirus. Rob Stein said there's no clear evidence that ibuprofen is dangerous. Well, bam, my Twitter feed filled with people sending copies of an article in The Lancet and what appear to be statements from a French health minister and the World Health Organization saying, don't take ibuprofen. I called my doctor about something unrelated. He said, hey, by the way, stay away from ibuprofen. Well, we want to get to the bottom of this. And so we're joined by NPR science editor and correspondent Maria Godoy. Maria, they were saying don't take ibuprofen, take Tylenol instead. So first, could you just explain the difference?
Right. So ibuprofen is basically something, it's an anti-inflammatory, and you would take it for fever, but also for pain, whereas Tylenol is really just for fever.
Okay. So Rob Stein said all the research here in the U.S. shows there's no problem with ibuprofen and possible coronavirus. What did you find?
Look, I have talked to a lot of doctors and researchers on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus, and they all say, bottom line, there is no reason to panic. The World Health Organization actually issued a statement saying it is not recommending against taking ibuprofen if you have COVID-19. The WHO says it's been talking to doctors, treating patients with the disease, and it hasn't heard of any reports of negative side effects beyond the ones already known from ibuprofen. For instance, if you have kidney concerns, you shouldn't take ibuprofen because it can damage your kidneys with long-term use in high doses. Now, if you have a fever, doctors will recommend taking Tylenol first. That's because it's believed to act on the part of the brain that regulates temperature. But if you take ibuprofen for other medical reasons, experts say talk to your doctor if you're worried, but there's no reason right now to stop taking it.
Thank you, NPR science editor and correspondent Maria Godoy, for straightening that out. Thank you.
My pleasure.